إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid, and ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves, and we seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. I also bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he is the worshipper of Allah and His final messenger. أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله. Thereafter, the best of speech is the book of Allah. وخير الهدى هدى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the best guidance is the guidance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa inna sharral umur muhdathatuha. And the most evil matters are those matters which have been innovated into the religion. Fa inna kulla muhdathatin bid'ah wa kulla bid'atin dalalah wa kulla dalalatin fi an-nar. Every innovated matter is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is misguidance, and every misguidance it leads to the fire. Ma'ashir al-Muslimin, the religion of Islam, this religion which Allah has blessed us with, it has many principles and many matters which distinguishes it from the other religions and makes it better than the other religions. So our religion, the religion of Islam, it is based upon certain usul, certain principles, certain concepts. And these concepts, these principles, they make Islam better than the other religions. So from these distinguishing principles is the clarity of Islam. Islam is very clear and it is easy. And that which Allah has made halal is more than that which He has made haram. From these principles and foundations is how Islam, it agrees with a person's intellect and how it conforms to a person's natural human instincts. Also, from the matters which distinguish Islam is how it orders with the worship of the Creator and His Tawheed and to fulfill His rights. And also the manners, the morals, the noble ethics, the noble practices which Islam instills into the Muslims, and showing goodness to the rest of the creation, other human beings. Also, from that which distinguishes Islam from the other religions is that it gives a person a place in the dunya. It gives him a direction in his life. It gives him a manhaj, a methodology or a path upon which he can traverse. And there are many other principles, many other facets of this religion which distinguish it from other religions. And from the usul of Iman, from Qawa'idul Islam, by which Islam is better and more distinguished than the remaining religions, is a principle which is called Al-Ukhuwah Al-Imaniyah, brotherhood of faith, meaning the brotherhood in Islam. That one Muslim is a brother to another Muslim. Muslim woman is a sister to another Muslim woman. And how Islam, it encourages and spreads love amongst the Muslim community and the believing societies. And this principle, Al-Ukhuwah Al-Imaniyah, this is from the greatest blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He bestows upon the people. That He has made us Muslims brothers to each other and sisters to each other. And notice from my wording, I did not say He has made us like brothers or like sisters. Rather, he has made us brothers and sisters. Because this is the wording which comes in the Nusus, the evidence of the Quran and the Hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, Al-Muslimu akhul Muslim. A Muslim is the brother of another Muslim. He did not say, Al-Muslimu ka'akhin lil-Muslim. That a Muslim is like a brother for another Muslim. He said, Al-Muslimu akhul Muslim. A Muslim is a brother of another Muslim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, he said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. That the mu'minun, the people of Iman, they are nothing less than ikhwa. They are brothers, meaning in their love for each other, in their compassion for each other, how they support each other, how they look out for each other, how they defend each other. They are brothers to each other. So when Allah said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً, that the people of Iman, the mu'minun, they are brothers to each other, then this is like a contract or a pledge. As soon as you enter into Islam, if you're a Muslim or a mu'min, then this pledge is binding upon you. And that is, if you find another person on the face of the earth, east to the west, and he's a person who has Iman in Allah and his messenger and al-yawm, wal-yawm al-akhir, and the final day, then he is a brother to you. He is a brother to you in Iman. And same with the sisters. And this brotherhood, this sisterhood, it necessitates loving for him that which you love for yourself, and hating for him that which you hate for yourself. And there's no religion like the religion of Islam which has this asal in it, this great principle in it. And sometimes we forget and we don't realize this great blessing. But the one who leaves kufr and enters into Islam, the new Muslim, he appreciates this. Because when he leaves kufr and he enters into Islam, then he exits from loneliness and isolation, and he moves to a belonging, inclusion, and togetherness of the Muslim Ummah. So this is one of the greatest blessings of Allah which He has bestowed upon us, that we are brothers to each other, we are sisters to each other, regardless of any ethnicity or color or nationality. This blessing sometimes we forget. Ma'ashar al-Muslimin, had it not been for the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had it not been for Islam, then we would be enemies to each other, fighting, opposing each other. This one is from this tribe and that one is from another tribe. This one is from one caste and the other one from the other caste. And color and ethnicity, land, language. And yet, because of this blessing of Islam which Allah gave us, we all became Muslim brothers. Our hearts are brought close to each other. And Allah mentions this in the Quran. This great blessing of brotherhood and sisterhood and this ummah being a single ummah, Allah mentions it in the Quran and He calls it a ni'mah. He said, وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. And remember, make mention of the blessing of Allah upon you, the ni'mah of Allah upon you. What is it? إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَى. When you were enemies to each other. فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. So He brought your hearts close to each other. He united your hearts. He placed ulfa. He placed love and compassion in your hearts towards each other. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. So you became, by His blessing, إِخْوَانًا. Brothers to each other. وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَا حُفْرَةٍ مِّنَ النَّارِ. And you were on the edge of the fire. فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِّنْهَا. So He saved you from the edge of the fire. He said, كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ. This is how Allah shows you His ayat. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. So you may be guided. Just you here in this hall, in this masjid, looking at each other. This brotherhood, Allah says, this is a blessing that He has bestowed upon you. And He has made this blessing clear to you so you may be guided. Meaning when you look at each other in the masjid and how united you are and how you sit with each other, and pray with each other, and speak to each other, regardless of your caste and your tribes and your ethnicities, then this is something which increases your iman. He said, يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْدَمُ. These ayat, this unity, this togetherness, we make a mention of it in the Qur'an so you may be guided, so you increase in your guidance. Ibn Kathir, rahimullah, he mentions the context of this ayah. When was this ayah revealed? Who was this ayah revealed regarding? And he said that this ayah, it was revealed regarding two tribes from Medina, from the Ansar. Al-Aus wal-Khazraj. And these are the two biggest tribes amongst the Ansar who were living in Medina at that time. And Al-Aus and Al-Khazraj, these two tribes, كانت بينهم حروب كثيرة في الجاهلية. That they had many wars against each other during Jahiliyyah. وَعَدَاوَ شَدِيدًا. And severe hatred, severe animosity. طَالَ بِسَبَبِهَا قِتَالُهُمْ وَالْوَقَاعِ بَيْنَهُمْ. And because of this animosity, because of this hatred, then these wars, this violence, it continued for many, many years amongst them. And then he said, Ibn Kathir, فَلَمَّا جَاءَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. And then when Allah came with Al-Islam, فَدَخَلَ فِيهِ مَنْ دَخَلَ مِنْهُمْ. And then they entered into Islam, those who entered into Islam. صَارُوا إِخْوَانًا. They became brothers. مُتَحَابِينَ بِجَلَالِ اللَّهِ. Loving each other for the sake of Allah. مُتَوَاصِلِينَ فِي ذَاتِ اللَّهِ. Having relationships with each other for the sake of Allah, connecting with each other for the sake of Allah. متعاونين على البر والتقوى. Helping and cooperating with each other upon البر والتقوى. And then Allah said, هو الذي أيدك بنصره وبالمؤمنين. That, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, He, Allah, He is the one who has helped you with His help and with the believers. وألف بين قلوبهم. And Allah, He brought these two tribes together. لو أنفقت ما في الأرض جميعا ما ألفت بين قلوبهم. If you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if you tried to give everything which is upon this earth in order to bring these two tribes together, you would never be able to do it. ولكن الله ألف بينهم. But it was Allah who brought their hearts together. Ibn Kathir says, وكانوا على شفا حفرة من النار. And they, Al-Aus wal-Khazraj, because of this animosity, because of this kufr that they were upon, they were on the edges of the fire. فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا. So Allah saved them from it. And then he mentioned that one day, before this ayah was revealed, there was a battle. And this battle was called the Battle of Hunain. And the Muslims, they were victorious over the non-Muslims in this battle. So the war booty was being distributed. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was distributing the war booty. And of course, when the war booty is being distributed, some people are given other than some people. And maybe perhaps one tribe is given more than another tribe. So Ibn Kathir said, فَعَتَبَ مِنْهُمْ فَعَتَبَ مَنْ عَتَبَ مِنْهُمْ لِمَا فُضِّلَ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْقِسْمَةِ. That because of this distribution, some people being given more than other people, a member of the Aus, maybe he's given more than a member of the Khazraj, then they started blaming each other. Those old rivalries, they started surfacing again. فَخَاطَبَهُمُ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he addressed all of them. He got all of these two tribes, Al-Aus wal-Khazraj, and he addressed them. He said, Ya ma'ashir al-Ansar, O gathering of al-Ansar, alam ajidka dalalan fahadakumullah bi. Did I not find you all misguided, and Allah guided you through me? Wa kuntum mutafarriqina فَأَلَّفَكُمُ اللَّهِ بِي. And did I not find you, all of you, disunited, fighting each other, hating each other, and Allah brought together through me? وَعَالَةً فَأَغْنَاكُمُ اللَّهِ بِي. And did I not find you, all of you, poor and destitute, and then Allah brought you wealth and contentment through me? كُلَّمَا قَالَ شَيْئًا. Every time he would say this statement, they would say, Allah wa Rasuluhu aman. That Allah and His Messenger are the most kind. Allah and His Messenger are the most virtuous. So, and then this ayah was revealed. وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Remember the blessing of Allah upon you. إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً. You were enemies before this. فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. And so Allah brought your hearts together. Only Islam could do this. Two tribes who have been fighting each other for hundreds of years. And yet Islam, at an instance, it brings them together. Places love in their heart. For no dunya, for no worldly possession, for no worldly gain. No charter was signed. No special law was given. No meeting was held. Just al-Islam. And for this reason, you see the kuffar. They don't have Islam in the world wars which they fought. World War I, World War II. And they kuffar. Christians against Christians. Capitalists against capitalists. Upon one millah. And yet millions and millions of them kill each other. And yet Islam, we never had a world war like this. Yes, there were skirmishes and smaller wars. And even these were due to the Muslims being separated from Islam. Ma'ashir al-Ikhwa, this Islamic brotherhood, it necessitates from us certain rights, certain responsibilities. There are certain obligations when we talk about Islamic brotherhood. The first of them is al-wilaya, that we have to be guardians for each other. We have to support each other. We have to defend each other. Because Allah said in the Quran, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ. That the believing men and the believing women, they are awliya, guardians, helpers, defenders and protectors of each other. مَعْشَرَ الْإِخْوَةِ. This brotherhood, this Islamic brotherhood, الْأَخُوَّ الْإِيمَانِيَّةِ, it also requires from us a special bond, a special relationship. And this special relationship, it isn't only kindness and gentleness and generosity. No, it's more than this. Because this brotherhood is more precious than even kindness and generosity. In fact, this relationship is so important that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he negates iman. He said, they do not believe if they do not have this relationship. What is it? He said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. That none of you truly believes until he loves for his brother that which he loves for himself. He negates iman. No iman. يعني الإيمان الكامل. There's no iman for a person who does not love for his brother that which he loves for himself. Meaning he has this Islamic brotherhood. He feels this Islamic brotherhood. You love guidance for yourself, you have to love it for your brother. You love success for your children, you have to love it for the children of your brother. You love goodness for your house, for your family, for your wife, you have to love it for the possessions of your brother. Also, this Islamic brotherhood, it requires from us a sidq wal ikhlas fil qalb, truthfulness in the heart, sincerity in the heart, looking out for each other's interests, keeping each other safe from the harms. Like he said, kunu ibadallahi ikhwana. Be ibadallah, be worshippers of Allah and you are brothers to each other. Al-mu'minu akhul mu'min. A believer is a brother to another believer. La yadhlimhu. He does not oppress him. Wa la yakhdhilhu. He does not betray him. Wa la yahqirhu. He does not belittle him. So al-dhulm, taking each other's rights, regardless of how small that right is. Wealth, blood, violating one's honor is not allowed. يَا عِبَادِي إِنِّي حَرَّمْتُ الظُّلْمَ عَلَى نَفْسِي وَجَعَلْتُهُ مُحَرَّمٌ بَيْنَكُمْ فَلَا تَظَالَمُ. Allah says in Hadith al-Qudsi, O my believing slaves, I made dhulm haram upon myself. Allah made dhulm haram upon himself. He says, so I've made dhulm haram upon you. So do not oppress each other. And also, التخذيل, betraying each other. When the time has come to help each other, you have to help. It's not allowed to then betray and give your back. And also at-tahqeer, belittling each other, mocking each other, giving each other names. All of this corrupts Islamic brotherhood. Also, this Islamic brotherhood, it requires from us to sacrifice and to care and love and have compassion for each other and show kindness and gentleness and all of the other beautiful meanings which Islam encourages. Look how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he described the ummah. He said, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِ فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ كَمَثَلِ الْجَسَدِ الْوَاحِدِ. That the believers, they example in how they love each other, how they care for each other, how they have mercy for each other is like what? Is like a single body. A single body, إِذَا اشْتَكَى مِنْهُ عَضُّ. If one limb or if one part of this body is feeling pain, what happens? The whole body stays awake. The whole body develops a fever. You have a pain in your finger, you will not be able to sleep because of this finger. And this is how the believers should be. Meaning, the Muslims between each other, the feeling that they have from the east to the west is like this. That if there is a drought or a hunger in Somalia, or there is oppression in Syria, or there is a bombing in Iraq, or there is poverty in Africa, or there is an earthquake in Morocco or Turkey or Pakistan, then the Muslims who are in the West, in Britain, Europe, all of them feel this pain. All of them feel this sadness. And then they strive in charity. They strive in dua. They strive to raise awareness. They try to alleviate the suffering from the Muslims. What's brought all of these Muslims together? No land, no color, no ethnicity, only al-Islam. Al-Ukhuwa al-Imaniyya. Islamic brotherhood upon al-Iman. And this is what Allah mentions in the Quran. He said, "Inna hadhihi ummatukum ummatan wahida." That this ummah of yours, this is a single ummah. Doesn't matter where you are. Wa ana rabbukum, and I am your Lord. Fa'budun. So worship me. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he taught us, "Al-mu'minu lil-mu'mini kal-bunyan." That a believer to another believer is like a single building. He said, "Yashuddu ba'duhu ba'dha." This building, it strengthens each other. ثُمَّ شَبَّكَ بَيْنَ أَصَابِعِهِ. Then he physically gave an example. He did this. He joined his hands together, his fingers together like this. This is the strongest handhold that a person can have. And the Prophet said, this is how the believers are. الْمُؤْمِنُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِ كَالْبُنْيَانِ. A single building. يَشُدُّ بَعْضُهُ بَعْضًا. It strengthens each other. And also, brothers, from that which is important, is that this concept of brotherhood, it should not only be global. Meaning in our own masjid, in our own community, we have to develop this feeling of Islamic brotherhood. We have to cultivate it amongst each other and in our children. Meaning we share our moments of happiness and sadness. Meaning we become happy when our Muslim brother becomes happy. That which pains our Muslim brother, it also pains us. We try to spread happiness amongst the Muslims. We try to alleviate and lessen the difficulties and anxieties upon the Muslims. And all of this is developed by what? By good speech, nice words, making dua for each other, smiling at each other, always offering help, always offering assistance, and matters like this. And listen to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, أَحَبُّ النَّاسِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ. That the most beloved people to Allah are those who are most beneficial to other people. You want to be loved by Allah, then be of benefit and service to the other people. He said, وَأَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ سُرُورٌ تُدْخِلُهُ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ. And the most beloved action to Allah is happiness which you put in the heart of another Muslim. Look, which other religion has this? Which other system has meanings like this? He said, O takshif anhu kurba, O you alleviate a problem from him. O taqdi anhu daynan, O you pay the debt of a person. O tatruda anhu ju'an, O you remove hunger from a person. All of these things, the most beloved actions to Allah. And then he said, Wala an amshi ma'a akhi muslim fi hajatin lahu. That for me to walk with my Muslim brother, in order to answer one of his needs, he said, the Prophet said, أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنَ الْإِعْتِكَافِ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ شَهْرًا. It is more beloved to me than making i'tikaf in the masjid for a whole month. Not to fulfill his problem, just to walk with him, to listen to his problem. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, more beloved to me than making a whole month of i'tikaf in the masjid. Let me ask you one question. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said this hadith, where was he standing? In al-Masjid al-Nabawi. 1,000 salah reward for a single salah. I'tikaf, what is it? I'tikaf is complete devotion to Allah, away from the dunya, extra dhikr, extra dua, nawafil in the month of Ramadan whilst you're fasting, all of these things. And yet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it's more beloved to me to walk with my Muslim brother, to listen to a need of his, than making i'tikaf in al-Masjid al-Nabwi for a whole month. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد أيها الإخوة. This ukhuwa, this Islamic brotherhood, this Islamic sisterhood, this is from the greatest blessings which a person can have. That a person finds brothers around him and a woman finds sisters around her and they encourage each other upon goodness. And they remind each other when they're falling short. And they advise each other. They look out for each other's children. They look out for each other's interests in the dunya and the akhirah. And there are certain matters that I want to point out. The first of them, the meaning of Islamic brotherhood is not a sukut ala al-batil. That a person remains silent when there is wrong being done. This is not Islamic brotherhood. Rather, Islamic brotherhood is when you find oppression from your brother. When you find an innovation from your brother, from your Muslim brother. When you find a fault with your Muslim brother, you rectify, you correct, you advise. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he said, "Unsur akhaka zaliman kana aw mazlum." That help your brother, whether he's a zalim, oppressor, or he's being oppressed. We understand how to help each other when we're being oppressed. How do we help each other and we're oppressing others? By stopping the oppression. And he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Ad-deenu nasiha." That this religion, it is nasiha, it is sincere advice. The second matter is, from Islamic brotherhood, sometimes maybe shaitan enters upon to a person with jealousy. So he makes him a little bit jealous of another person, or his children, or his family. Or perhaps some disagreements happen. And there's a way for a person to remove this jealousy from the hearts. And this is something which is experienced. And that is, الدُّعَى بِظَهْرِ الْغَيْبِ. Is making dua for your Muslim brother, and he does not know. So as soon as you make dua, if you find in yourself some jealousy for another Muslim, or his children, or his job, or education, or anything like that, and this is something what shaitan is bringing, then make dua and that person does not know. In your sujood, in your du'as, in your qunut, and you will see this jealousy which shaitan has brought, it will disappear. And also, ikhwan, and this is important, is with regards to the minorities amongst the Muslims. The minorities amongst the Muslims, we have to give special care and attention to them. So this masjid now, for example, is a masjid in which the majority of the people are Pakistani. And yet in our community, there are Arabs, one or two families, Kurdish, one or two families. There are Bengalis and Indians, one or two families. These minorities have to have special care and special attention. Because we have each other, we have each other's culture, we have each other's language. But perhaps they're missing family and they're missing relatives. So they need help, they need assistance, they need finding a house for them, giving them a lift and other matters which are close to this. عباد الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم دمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم انصر دينك وكتابك وسنة نبيك وعبادك الصالحين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكيها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أعلنا وما أسررنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله على نبينا وسلم وأقم الصلاة